Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into a pretty important topic today, something that's really reshaping the insurance landscape, AI and fraud detection.
Oh, yeah. It's a big one, no doubt.
And more specifically, we're tackling this question that a lot of insurance companies are wrestling with, you know? Do you go all in on building your own AI system in-house, or do you opt for a ready-made solution from a vendor?
Right, the classic build versus buy dilemma. And with AI, the stakes are even higher, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to help unpack this, we've gone through a ton of research, reports, articles, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we wanted to really dig into the nitty-gritty of the pros and cons, the trade-offs, you name it.
Exactly. So the goal of this deep dive is to really shed some light on the strategic implications of going one way or the other, you know, building versus buying when it comes to AI for fraud detection.
Because it's not just a tech decision, right? It has ripple effects throughout the whole organization. It affects how you operate, your long-term strategy, everything.
Okay, so let's start by exploring the build option, you know, creating your own AI system from the ground up. A lot of the research we looked at really emphasized the control and customization you get when you build it yourself.
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, what stands out is this ability to really tailor the AI to your specific data, which is so important in insurance.
Right, because every insurance company has its own kind of unique data sets, right?
Exactly. Like the way your data is formatted, the potential biases within it, even just the sheer volume of vendor solution might not be able to handle all those quirks as effectively as something built specifically for your needs.
So it's not just plugging in some off-the-shelf software and hoping for the best.
Not at all. It's about making sure the AI understands the nuances of your data, your workflows, your specific regulatory environment.
Mm.
Like if you have to comply with certain privacy laws, you can bake those right into the system from the start.
So it's less about adapting a general tool and more about crafting something that's perfectly suited for the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that control isn't static, right? It allows you to adapt as your business evolves, you know, as you expand into new markets, as regulations change. You're not at the mercy of a vendor's update schedule.
Right. So you're not stuck waiting for them to catch up to your needs. And speaking of adapting, another advantage of building in-house that came up a lot was tapping into your existing expertise, your own data science and IT teams.
Oh, absolutely. Those folks, they live and breathe your company's data, right? They know where the skeletons are buried, so to speak.
So they understand not just the data itself, but all the complexities that come with it.
Yeah, all the quirks, all the limitations. And on top of that, they know your IT infrastructure inside and out. They know what systems you're already using, what the pain points are. So when it comes to integrating the AI, they can make sure it fits seamlessly into your existing setup.
It's like having an in-house team of expert tailors who already know your measurements.
All right. And that familiarity translates to smoother implementation, better performance, and maybe even faster adoption by the people who will actually be using the system.
Makes sense. And looking beyond the immediate implementation, there's also this idea of building long-term institutional knowledge, right?
Yeah, this is huge. By building it yourself, you're not just getting a fraud detection system, you're developing crucial skills within your organization. Your team gains deep expertise in AI, they get even more familiar with their own data, and they build frameworks for future AI initiatives.
So it becomes part of your company's DNA, almost?
Exactly. It fosters a culture of innovation, which is essential in such a fast-moving field like AI.
Now, another point that really stood out in our research was the issue of intellectual property.
Oh, right. That's a big one. With an in-house system, you own all the IP, all the algorithms, all the processes you develop. That gives you a massive strategic advantage.
So you're not beholden to any external vendor for something that's essentially becoming mission critical for your business.
Right. It's yours. You can protect it. You can even potentially monetize it down the line, like licensing it to other companies, becoming a leader in the field.
Interesting. So it's not just about solving your own fraud problems. It's about potentially creating a new revenue stream. And this ownership also ties into the freedom to innovate, right?
Absolutely. You can experiment with the latest AI tools. You can adapt quickly to new fraud trends. You're not limited by what a vendor offers or their development timeline.
So you're essentially future-proofing your fraud detection capabilities.
Exactly. You're building a system that can evolve and stay ahead of the curve.
Okay.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the build side. But what about the alternative? You know, partnering with a vendor for a ready-made AI solution. What are the key things to consider there?
Well, the research really emphasized the importance of carefully evaluating a vendor's viability and their track record.
Yeah, that's paramount. You're looking for a partner you can trust, a company with a solid history, a proven track record, you know, good financial standing. You don't want to invest in a solution that might be orphaned a few years down the line.
Right. You need to know that they'll be around to support you, to keep the system up to date, all of that.
Exactly. And beyond stability, you also have to assess how well their solution can be configured to your specific needs.
Because even though it's a pre-built solution, it still needs to fit into your unique workflows and systems.
Right. You need to dig deep into the configurability. Can you customize it to handle your specific data formats? Can you integrate it with your existing IT infrastructure? Can it adapt as your business grows and changes?
So it's not just about buying something off the shelf and plugging it in.
No, it's about making sure it's a good fit, that it can grow with you. And that also means considering the ongoing relationship with the vendor.
Because it becomes a partnership, right?
Exactly. You need to make sure your strategic goals are aligned, that there's good communication. You don't want to end up in a situation where their roadmap diverges from your needs.
Right. So there's a human element to this decision as well. Now, let's talk about the investment side of things. When it comes to the financial outlay and the time to see a return on investment, there seems to be a bit of a trade-off.
Yeah, the research pointed to this interesting dynamic. So with vendor solutions, you're typically looking at a higher upfront cost.
Right, licensing fees, implementation costs, all that.
Exactly. But the upside is that you can usually get up and running much faster.
So potentially quicker time to value, even with that bigger initial investment.
Right. Because the system's already built, you can often deploy it and start seeing those benefits sooner than if you were building from scratch.
And how does that compare to the build approach financially?
Well, with building in-house, the investment is usually spread out over time. You're paying salaries, you're investing in infrastructure, and it takes longer to develop and fully deploy the system.
So the initial outlay might be lower, but the payoff might take longer.
Exactly. So companies need to weigh their immediate needs against their long-term goals.
Right. Can you afford to wait for that return on investment, or do you need something that will deliver results quickly?
Right. That's the key question. Now, one fascinating point that came up in the research was how expanding into new regions or business lines can actually accelerate the development of an AI system.
Oh, that's interesting. So growth actually feeds back into the AI.
Yeah, in a way. It exposes the system to new data sets, new types of fraud, new operating environments.
So it's like a real-world testbed, constantly challenging the AI to adapt and improve.
Exactly. And that leads to more robust algorithms, new features, more mature and innovative system overall. So wrapping all this up, it's clear that there's no one-size-fits-all answer to the build versus buy question.
Right. It depends on so many factors. Your resources, your risk tolerance, your long-term vision for AI within your organization.
Exactly. Building gives you that control, that customization, the ownership of valuable IP, and the freedom to really innovate. But buying can get you up and running faster. Leveraging the expertise of a vendor, which can be a good option for companies that need a solution quickly.
And as we said before, it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people involved, the partnerships you build, the strategic alignment between your organization and the vendor.
Absolutely. It's a complex decision with long-lasting implications. So as we leave you with this, we want to pose a final question.
Given the constantly shifting landscape of fraud and the rapid advancements in AI, what long-term strategy is going to set you up for success?
What's going to give you that competitive edge?
Is it building, buying, or maybe some hybrid approach?
That's the million-dollar question, and there's no easy answer. But thinking critically about these factors is the first step.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI and fraud detection. Hopefully, this has given you some food for thought as you navigate this complex and crucial decision for your own company.
Yeah, and remember, there are tons of resources out there to help you go deeper into this topic. You can research specific AI technologies, look into different vendors, talk to other companies that have gone through this process.
The key is to be informed, to ask the right questions, and to choose the path that aligns best with your unique circumstances and goals.
And to never stop learning, because this field is only going to get more complex and more exciting as we move forward.
Exactly. So stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.